Today is the first hearing into what has come to be known as the Halal Inquiry. Senator Corey Bernardi was the man to prompt it, saying there were concerns from a range of people who didn't like the religious slaughter of livestock or wanted the option of choosing products that weren't subject to ritual slaughter. He describes certification fees as a religious tax and wants to know how much consumers are paying when they buy certified products. Further, he wants to know where the money paid for certification ends up, saying overseas schemes have been linked to extremist organisations. Australian Food and Grocery Council Chief Executive Gary Dawson will today speak on a submission about third-party certification in general, but agrees this discussion is really about halal food.
Look, let's be honest, that's clearly the focus of most of the attention. So in our submission, we've covered both the general picture regarding certification schemes, and we've had some specific comments to make about halal certification, you know, acknowledging, I guess, that that's been a key driver behind it.
Do you think there was a need for an inquiry?
The short answer is no, but look, there is public debate around halal certification. It bubbles up in the media regularly, and so we would hope that this inquiry is an opportunity really to lay to rest some of the misinformation. We've put in a comprehensive submission in the hope that some positive messages will come out of it.
ABC Rural has contacted a list of processors and exporters of halal certified food, none of which agreed to an interview due to a fear of being targeted by activists. The Boycott Halal in Australia Facebook page has attracted more than 80,000 followers. Mr. Dawson says the movement is hurting Australian businesses.
There's no doubt that companies have been burned by the abusiveness of campaign tactics, quite ill-informed attacks over social media and so forth. There's a very key fact that we need to come back to. Australia's food exports into Islamic societies right now total around $13 billion a year. Those exports underpin jobs and growth, and often the jobs and growth are in regional Australia.
I've read through a lot of the submissions. Many of them suggest that by embracing those export markets, we're actually neglecting the needs of consumers in Australia who don't necessarily want their food to go through this process.
Well, that's clearly not true, because there's never been more choice and more options available, certainly in the food space, for Australian consumers.
So there should be labels that state whether the products have been third-party certified or not?
Well, there's no need for that, just as there's no need for compulsory labelling of other certifications. It's a voluntary system. It doesn't change the nature of the product. You know, as with any certification scheme, there are choices made within companies as to what they label and what they don't. But to suggest a negative motive really is ill-informed.
Senator Bernardi is concerned about where the funds from the certification schemes are spent.
Well, look, again, we've seen no evidence that this is a problem. We accept certainly that the system could be improved. When you have a hot public debate like this one, the onus initially is on the certifiers to become more transparent, to counter the misinformation and the claims being made against them.
What about consumers knowing whether the company has spent extra money and passed that, it's being described as a religious tax, onto the consumer?
That claim is simply not true. In no way could you see this as a tax. I mean, with any certification scheme, a company only does it if they think it's going to add more value than it costs. We simply don't accept that premise.
Senator Bernardi has stressed the main reason for prompting the inquiry was to ensure consumers had an informed choice about what they were eating. So I hit the streets of Horsham to find out how people felt about eating halal food, possibly paying a bit extra for certification, and whether they'd want to read about it on labels.
Catherine, and I'm from Adelaide. I don't mind having it on the packaging. It's interesting to know, but I don't have any particular beliefs that warrant searching for halal food.
So if it was on the packaging, would you still buy it?
Yes, it doesn't matter at all.
I'm Marion from Queensland. It's probably that not big a deal for me, although, you know, I have read various things that suggest we might be supporting terrorism through halal certification, and I've never actually read anything that definitively says whether that's correct or not. If the issue hadn't been resolved about whether or not it was promoting terrorism, I probably still would buy the product if I really liked the product.
Matthew, and I'm from Dimbor.
What do you know about halal food?
Nothing. Never heard of it before, ever.
Andrew from Mildura. No idea. I've heard of it, but I've not taken any notice of it.
Julie from Horsham.
Do you look for halal food in the supermarket?
No, I don't. No, because I don't know what it is.
Ray McIntyre, Horsham. I got no nothing against it. But as far as religion goes, no, I'd still eat it.
I'm Angie and I'm from Horsham.
How do you feel about halal food? What's that?
Jerry Brown, I'm from Haven, I live here. I think we should have regard to the welfare of animals, and as long as appropriate safeguards are taken to ensure the food is actually healthy, I don't have an objection.
Trevor Heinrich from Horsham.
What do you know about halal food?
Not a great deal. I guess it's a Muslim-based food by the sound of the name anyway.
Yep. Well, a lot of beef in Australia, a lot of lamb, poultry products,
yep.
They're certified, which means they've been slaughtered in a way that suits the Islamic religion.
Oh yeah, yep.
Does that concern you that it's done in a way that is about religion, I guess?
Not so much, I suppose, as long as it's done humanely, I guess, more than anything, and the quality of the food's there.